I am your continual host, Atu Motelier, and this is my news for 5 October 2007. Peace Palace, The Hague, Netherlands. Today the world exhaled sharply in shock at the incredible allegation posed by the least used organ of the UN, the International Court of Justice and Equality Through Law, commonly known as the World Court. From their relatively unknown post in the Netherlands, the World Court collectively charged that the late peace activist Mohandas Gandhi engaged in the systematic destruction of a certain African tribe. The court said in its initial report, released late last night Eastern Standard Time, that Gandhi engaged in the evil, despicable act of systematic murder, in which he callously destroyed over 1 million Trypanosoma brucei germs. The specifics of the report have not been made available as of yet, so the exact date of this killing is unknown. However, according to the court, he killed millions of these T. brucei in the space of about 1 second. T. brucei, a common form of African sleeping sickness, commonly transmitted by the tsetse fly, was particularly abundant in Gandhi's time. The aforementioned report, signed by the president of the court, Lady Rosalind Higgins, DBE, alleges that Gandhi, sometime during the iconic Salt March, swatted one such fly from his visage, rendering it dead. Followers of the popular philanthropist and spiritualist, dubbed Mahatma, meaning great soul, by most of the free world, are outraged by what they consider blasphemy on the part of the United Nations. The man did so much good for the world. How can they purport to accuse him of being anything but being the greatest human being ever to live? This opinion seems to be shared by many of Gandhi's followers. Experts see a larger problem with the World Court's decision to pursue the case. Said expert Jonathan Bridges, "It is widely known that the institution of the United Nations is largely symbolic. Due to the open nature of the forum, none of the lofty ideas they support seem to gain any traction. Now, as they pursue more and more bizarre cases, such as permanently libeling the name of whom many consider to be the greatest man ever to live, one wonders where their priorities lie." Meanwhile, regions perpetually ignored by the UN, such as Vietnam and the Sudan, are crying out against the omniscient yet powerless organization. A Darfur refugee who has found asylum in the United States said, "It is as if the UN is trying to create a problem that is easily solvable. Surely there is enough in this world that is screwed up that they can pick something useful to fix?" One is left with the insinuation that this man believes that there are bigger problems in this world, perhaps the genocide in this man's country. There is an interesting irony that can be found in this strange situation. One of the Mahatma's most famous quotes is the anti-vindication mantra, "An eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blind." If one imagines the genocides, one real, one alleged, as the eyes, it seems as if this quote can be accepted as true. If only all truth was this easy to see.